As part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to Clinton County Commissioner President Josh Hewitts. Hey, Josh.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning.
Doing all right.
Good.
Talk to us a little bit. What's the latest in Clinton County with our COVID-19?
Well, as you know, yesterday was the first day that governor's executive order is mandating the use of masks in public. So that was it was interesting to be out in public yesterday and see
who complied and who wasn't. Yeah.
If yesterday's any indication, maybe there's a little bit of a learning curve or easing into it.
But, you're being nice.
Things didn't look good yesterday.
No, they didn't. You're right on that.
We're hoping that, you know, that's going to have an effect. That folks will comply with that or heed the advice of the experts, and hopefully we don't have to go backwards, because that wasn't any fun, and nobody wants to shut things down again or close businesses. So
that was no fun at all. And like I said, I'm willing to do my part. I'm going to wear a mask. I did yesterday, and I had been for the most part, but unless I forgot it. But I keep a couple in my car now just to have there. But you know, we've got to do our part, don't we? At least give it the good old college try.
You know, that's kind of the way I look at it. And I think that's what the governor's asking for is, you know, let's try this for a few weeks and see if we can have the same impact that as other states have had in flattening that curve or reducing it. So,
have we talked to any, I know Boone County late last week decided to go back to just a little bit of an emergency stage, which basically opened up some funding and allowed them to operate from one location, basically kind of have like a task force headquarters down there. Are we doing okay in Clinton County? Is there behind the scenes talking about us maybe taking steps back, or are we?
Nobody's been talking about going taking steps backwards or anything like that here in Clinton County. We've left our emergency action plan in place, and once that's been established by EMA and the Clinton County Commissioners, then it allows us to be able to utilize things like the funding from the CARES Act and FEMA and that sort of thing. So we're in good shape that way.
Josh,
matter of fact, we're getting ready just to send in our first batch of claims for the CARES Act. So.
Josh, if we can get a little bit of insight on something, because of Governor Holcomb's recent, you know, mask mandate and everything, I had mentioned on the air a few minutes ago that a lot of businesses seem to have, instead of looking at it as stage 4.5 with a mask, they seem to kind of have retracted closer to like 2 or 3, where, you know, you have to leave your name on a waiting list for a restaurant and then you go to your car and they call you back in. Do you get the sense that the governor's mandate is predicated on this is the least you should be doing, but if you as a private business think otherwise, it's perfectly okay to scale down to 2 or 3 in terms of the structure?
Yeah, I would say so. Certainly private businesses are always have the right to do whatever they want in their business as long as it doesn't supersede what the governor has said. If they want to make it more strict, I think that's okay. I think where they might run into a problem with the governor is if they decided to make it less strict.
It's almost like the opposite of the Brian Kemp thing in Georgia, where in his case he seems to be superseding the local communities, but here in Indiana it's like common sense is there. We don't want to be quite that, forgive the term, liberal about it.
Right. No, yeah, I mean, obviously, if you look at the per capita, I think we're number 7 out of all 50 states as cases of COVID per capita. And you know, Governor Holcomb and the Indiana State Department of Health and all the local officials in Indiana and the people who live here should be very proud of that. But things are starting to head the wrong direction, as we've seen here in the last couple of weeks, and so we don't want to lose that momentum we had gained, and so hopefully this will prevent that, and we'll be able to keep moving forward. But like I said before, it's going to be up to us as folks who live here. We can decide if we're going to keep heading in the right direction, or we can be selfish and go the wrong way.
Well, we've got
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say we're just real close to a school opening up across Clinton County, and I know that school safety commission meeting this morning. Those guys have been working, and gals working overtime this summer. You know.
Yes, very very impressive work on their part to come up with that plan that is very comprehensive. They pretty much thought of every contingency. I'm sure there'll be some things that they haven't thought of, or people will find something wrong or something, you know, something they have issue with. But overall, my goodness, what a monumental task they've had. And I feel like they've met it very well.
I do, too. The biggest thing is we'll have to get everybody to get on board with that as well. And I've said this last Friday. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again. Let's not be Monday morning quarterbacks, you know, or armchair quarterbacks about this. This is a learning curve for a lot of people. And you're dealing with kids, which is already contentious back to school, let alone trying to keep them socially distanced or masked on them. Yeah. So let's give them a chance to make this work, you know.
Well, and we're kind of reinventing the wheel with this, honestly. I mean, even in the height of the AIDS crisis, we were not thinking in terms of, my heavens, any single one person can get this and run with it and cause problems. So the fact that we're having to kind of reconceptualize how we're doing an entire environment, scholastic learning, is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're both absolutely correct. We need to support our local educators and the folks who work, you know, with our children, and as opposed to, you know, kids coming home from school and mom and dad are complaining about what happened. And, you know, we see that anyway. This will just magnify it.
So exactly. I think everybody needs
to make an extra effort. And, you know, overall for this whole pandemic, I think that's been kind of a overarching theme, is that, you know, the information has changed, and that's the way science works. The further along you get into studying something, the more you learn about it, and the more you may learn that in the beginning we may have said some wrong things or issued some wrong guidance. And I think a lot of times that fuels people's skepticism of, well, doctor, you said this 2 months ago, and now you're telling me this. And I think people are, they don't understand that that's how medicine works, and that's how studying something works. And so, I think you guys are right. We have to, this, overall, we have to be understanding. People are too quick to anger and judge, and too slow to understand things like sometimes.
Anything else we need to know this morning, Josh?
I don't think so, guys. I don't think so. I think we've covered it.
All right. Well, keep up the good work with the commissioner's office. And
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Appreciate your time, too. Thank you very much. County Commissioner President Josh Hewitt.